Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan.
Good morning, good morning. Good enough, I guess. Keith McPherson on the Fan, freshly after 12. We got less than 2 hours to go on my show. I'll keep it quick. I mean, I just heard the update with the NBA Finals, and I can't hold you. This is like the least interested I've been in an NBA Finals in a long time. Like, I haven't actually sat down. I think the most I watched was the first game, which was great, especially how it ended. I just haven't been checking for it. I've always sat down and watched the finals, I guess because what the Yankees situation is, you know. And then also, I mean, the hockey's been good too. Not for nothing. Like, what's this dude's name? Brad Marchand? I had this whole thing in my note. We're probably not going to get to it, but I'll say it now. Adding a difference maker at the deadline. I was watching that game over the weekend, and they showed him pregame. He was like chewing gum. And he was, you know, he was popping his, you know, like he was talking his trash, and he just looked so confident. And then when you see him in the game, it's like, bro, they put that dude. He came from Boston, right? They put that dude on that team, and like he's a difference maker. The team that won it last year on their way to potentially winning it again because they don't settle. They don't say, oh, we've got this at home. Or this guy will do. They take an opportunity to add a prime-time player, a difference maker, and look what it's done for the Panthers. Now, I say that to say this. The Yankees got to do that. The Mets got to do that as well. Both need starting pitching help. Maybe even some other bats. You know, with the Mets this weekend, you see Tylor Megill and Griffin Canning both implode, both not have good starts. It's like, okay, just as soon as we were crowning that pitching lab, saying that pitching lab, what are they doing with these guys? They got to go back to the lab and figure some stuff out. You know, just as we were ready to say Juan Soto is back, as people thought that they were going to get their lick back on me, as people thought that they were going to troll me for Juan Soto, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll hold your horses. I know he got on base, but like Juan Soto, did Juan Soto do anything to dominate in the Tampa Bay Rays series? Shout out to Danielle McCartan who got on. She was filling in for me this weekend, and she also got on Twitter and basically said, yo, hold your horses until we see what Juan Soto does against somebody that's not the Rockies and not the Nationals. And then enter the Tampa Bay Rays. They sweep the Mets. Step right up and sweep the Mets in Citi Field, a place where they have the best home field advantage. In Citi Field, where, yeah, I guess you can blame it on the weather. It was raining a little bit. I don't know. Maybe you blame it on those dudes twerking on that big-ass screen. Josh is in Passaic on the Fan. What's up, Josh? You're on.
Yo, Keith. What's doing? How's the weekend, man?
It was great. The best thing that happened to me was I got to sleep. I got to rest. The battery is charged. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you know, you gotta put up on that. So anyway, you know, as you're mentioning that you haven't really checked on the finals too much, and you know, as related to basketball, it's not just Yuki. This is basketball is going slightly downwards every year. You know, more people are getting a little more out of it and out of it. And it's been pretty good finals. You know, the stats are always coming out on the viewership, and it's pretty much only like getting worse. They might have better ones like later games, but overall, like basketball's got to figure out something. Overall, they got to have their meetings and stuff. But before we get out of basketball, you know, just, you know, the boys have, like, you know, the question of the night. Who do you think's got the smoothest / nicest jump shot of all time? All active players.
Steph Curry? Based on how many of those have fallen for him? Who else has just, like, a clean shot? Ray Allen, another shooter. Kobe. Yeah, but Steph. Steph's, like, when you watch Steph, he is an actual machine. The way that he brings the ball up, flings it, and just flicks it off of, like, he's robot-like. It's the same motion all the time, and the arc on his shot and the way it falls, Steph Curry.
It's actually pretty funny. I'm sure you'd say that, and, like, no, you go more all time. No, it's good to hear that you got a must-have. Anyway, you know, quick point on the Mets. It's very funny how a lot of times, though, sometimes, you know, things are going well for you, and you kind of like overlook a little bit, you feel a little bit hot, and you kind of like fall straight on your face. I mean, it happens to Taylor McGill every single year. You know, he pitches great April, whether, you know, a lot of times weaker opposition, then he comes into May and usually has like two or three bad outings. That's pretty much what that Rays series, you know. And come off Rockies Nationals, like high as anything, you know, and then, you know, they go like Fox, you know, time to get like back into business. And, you know, I feel like I could call, you know, if I had to call back in, let's say, 5 years or something, like, yeah, let's say someone stopped listening to the radio, and like he starts to turn it on 5 years. We have the same thing going on, whichever show at some point, you know, the caller about how could Aaron Boone do this? How could you tell him to steal? How could you tell him to bunt? How could you do that? Well, they should fire him, this and that. And then, you know, with Juan Soto, he still doesn't look comfortable. He should have never left the Yankees. It's very funny. I know, like, things will change, but, you know, the more they change, the more they stay the same. He's like to say, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Josh. You know what it is, too? We have a radio station that we do this every day and night, and we have to have thoughts and takes and things, and, you know, we naturally get ahead of ourselves and call or say things, and a lot of times we agree with them, and then they get written up on WFAN.com or, you know, Freezing Cold Takes or Old Takes Exposed or whatever. It's hard not to just stay where your feet are. It's hard not to just live in the moment of, like, okay, this is what it is. We always have to project. We always have to say things, and, like, I don't know, even with the Juan Soto stuff like you just mentioned, Scott Boras came out and said that it was clear there was an adjustment period and this was a mental hurdle that Juan Soto had to get over. So, like, you know, even with Michael Kay's reporting, people were talking about, oh, he's not, it's okay to admit that the guy was uncomfortable at first. He wasn't performing like himself. He's still not. But I did see, I think, that he's fourth in National League voting for the All-Star game. They're gonna force him into that All-Star game. And what I said was, you know, Juan Soto cares about being an All-Star. He cares about himself. We're going to get Lindor in his first All-Star game as a Met. I don't know if you guys have seen the first round of MLB All-Star voting, but good for Francisco Lindor. He should have been in last year. He's ahead of Mookie Betts. Pete Alonso is right behind Freddie Freeman, but he should be there because he's there all the time. And I don't know if he's going to do the home run derby. I would suggest that he you know, bow out of that. But I expect to see Pete there. Juan Soto is fourth for outfielders, and Brandon Nimmo is 10th for outfielders. I expect Juan Soto to get there. It's Pete Crow Armstrong. You guys know him. Kyle Tucker. You guys know him as well. Those are the 1 and 2 in the National League. And then Teoscar Hernandez is third with Juan Soto coming in fourth. But, yeah, you know, on the Mets series, the Tampa Bay Rays, they are sneaky. They are crafty. They came to hit. They outscored the Mets by a lot. And they hit home runs, and they took advantage of the starting pitching, and they took advantage of the bullpen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, so now it's just an adjustment that has to be made here. And I always say you got to hit refresh on your information. We are, you know, a third of the way through the season. We just got to hit refresh. The same tricks from the pitching lab that worked in the beginning of the year aren't going to work at this point. This is Major League Baseball. They have scouts. They watch film. They have meetings on this stuff. They get prepared for these type of things. 888-808-1019. But I did hear the conversation today as far as like which was more alarming or which is more concerning. I think the Red Sox sweeping the Yankees, right? Because not for nothing, when you look at it right now, Tampa Bay is a second place team behind the Yankees. And I mean, it's Tampa. They find their way. They find their way. And I do feel like the Mets were due. As well as they played at home, they were due to lose a series at home or be swept at home, and the weather played a factor into it. It is what it is. I think it was way more alarming for the Yankees because the Yankees just faced this same team last weekend. This is a rivalry. I don't care who tells you it isn't. It is. It means something to the managers, to the fans, to the players. Like these young players that they called up in Boston, they're getting their first taste of the rivalry. They've been waiting for that, and they were victorious. And like I said, it is insane that they traded Rafael Devers right after it. They got so high on themselves, they said, now's the time to press the button. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's go to Dave in Belleville on the fan. What's up, Dave?
Well, that's actually what I want to talk about. I'm your fellow Cowboy fan, but I never told you that I'm a Red Sox Bruins fan because you probably wouldn't take my calls.
I don't judge. I do remember us having those conversations. We do not want to talk about Dak Prescott right now. But yeah,
definitely not. I'm not talking Cowboys.
with the Red Sox.
The irony, when you mentioned Brad Marchand, he was the Bruins captain when they traded him. I don't know if you knew that. He was their captain.
No, I knew he was a good player. Like I said, I'm a fringe hockey guy. I've picked it up these last couple of years. And I remember when they made that trade, I'm like, that's one of the Bruins' best players. And look at the difference he's making for a team that's about to go potentially back-to-back. You got to go get a difference maker at the deadline. You know, like, I don't know. It seems simple, right?
Yep, but I watch Red Sox every game, and you think I know Devers is a Yankee killer, but I watch them when they're not playing the Yankees, and he is a dog. I'm telling you, he is one of the one thing in baseball that I hate the most is he's lazy. He doesn't run out, you know, ground balls, and when he wouldn't be a team player and go back to third when Bregman got hurt, his feelings were hurt because they got Bregman and told him he was a DH. I mean, you got to be a team player to win, you know. And he's going to be a cancer. Do you remember when he hit the home run, after he hit the home run on Sunday, when they wear that stupid hat and go through the dugout?
Yeah.
But after that, he was sitting on the bench by himself, nobody around him. I don't think any of the players liked him.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was about either. Like,
it seemed really weird to me because that's the first time I noticed that. And maybe he already knew something by then, or they might have told him something.
Yeah, I think they had some conversations. I don't know if he knew that he was on the way out at that moment. But, I mean, like, he broke the game open for them. And, yeah, I hate that stupid helmet. And what is the thing they do with the projection, like the TV projection celebration they do where they put their ear, their hand around their ear like they're rolling a projector?
Yeah. When they're on base, you mean after?
Yeah, they're like hit celly. I'm like, I need to know what the meaning of that is. What's the origin of that?
But they just shut out Seattle. It just ended 2-0.
There you go. So like I'm saying, the Yankees have given them life. If the Yankees would have stepped on them after winning the first game that Friday in Yankee Stadium, if they would have stepped on them this weekend, then I don't know. Maybe they look really ridiculous trading their best player in Devers. But, like, the Yankees had a window of opportunity here to, like, literally end their season. Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. Instead, you've given them life. You've given their young guys this whole runway now where they're the face of the franchise. Every Red Sox fan is pouring cold water on this. You know, I saw Jared Carrabas talking about they didn't have to do this trade, coming up with all this stuff. He's like, the craziest part about all of this is that Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez have been awesome over at first. So the Red Sox basically just said, F you to Raffy, because their egos got hurt when he told them no. They didn't need him to play first anymore. They still traded him anyway. And like the thing is, I was also listening to the Section 10 podcast. This is an issue that they created. You paid this guy, right? And you have this guy. And then you went out and got Bregman that plays his position. So like you're moving him off. And then he started off slow at DH and then he picked it up. And now that he's in a groove at DH, he'd settled in. And now you trade him because it was an ego thing. You know, Craig Breslow, he's on one. I mean, but the Red Sox are always on one. This is what they do. The Babe Ruth trade. Didn't they try to trade Ted Williams in a drunken night in the bar? They traded away Mookie Betts. Now they traded away Rafael Devers. So, Breslow came out today and doubled down on this. There's some quotes that came out that I want to read because I'm like, oh, this guy, like this was giving me Luka trade vibes. You know, like you don't like something about the player. You knew the Mavericks didn't want to run him the max. So like they don't want to pay him. They don't like his attitude. And we found out today from Jim Bowden, they didn't shop him around. There were a few GMs that Jim Bowden said he talked to that had no idea. And this thing smells like a Luka trade. So Breslow comes out today and he says, it's not that this was the best deal we could get, because the best deal that we could get may not necessarily be good enough to trade a player like Rafi Devers. But when you consider all the factors here, this is the one that made sense. For some arms and one outfield prospect, for a top 10 hitter in baseball, a guy that's probably going to be an all-star again for the Red Sox, a guy that you were paying $313 million. There's conspiracy theories about the Red Sox ownership group not wanting to pay him. The Braves, the Padres, and Blue Jays all checked in on this, but they weren't as motivated as the Giants. And you tip your cap to the Giants and Buster Posey over there and what they're doing over there. Like, they got to deal with the Dodgers. They got to deal with the Padres. And they won the trade deadline on June 15th. 888-808-1019. Last thing on Devers. David Ortiz spoke, and he says, players need to take this as an example. Nobody is indispensable. You have to be available. That was the end of the relationship between Devers and the Red Sox. You need to be smart to understand the situation. Your worst enemy is your ego. It's, different strokes for different folks, different situation and different places. Like, I mean, here in the Yankees organization, they love to play guys out of position. Gleyber Torres didn't want to play third base. They end up not bringing him back, but they weren't going to bring him back anyway. But, you know, now we hear Oswald Peraza is going to be an outfielder. For what? I saw that news today, and I'm just like, we love playing guys out of position. He's learning how to play the outfield for the first time because Pablo Reyes gets cut with Stanton coming back. And, like, I remember talking about why is Reyes on this team, and the only thing I could say was he's a utility guy, and with Oswaldo down, like, he can even go into the outfield. We saw him play in right field. Now they want to put Peraza in the outfield. Peraza's whole MO is Peraza could pick it, right? He's a shortstop. He was a shortstop in the 2022 ALCS. He was a short, like, come on, bro. And he's the backup shortstop right now. He's a backup third baseman. But, like, you're not keeping him for his bat. So now you're trying to change his position. I think this is just for now. He'll probably be a casualty at the deadline. But, yeah, the Yankees love playing guys out of position. Jazz. And we've seen a bunch of guys before, whether it was, like, IKF or Jake Bowers or just, you know, thinking a guy like Rougned Odor could come over here and play third base. They just... they have this, like, Yankee arrogance about them that it's unfortunate because the baseball guys don't look too kindly on it. And you thought that they fixed some things this year with the defense and with the base running. And when they make those mistakes again, it's like, hey, look, hey, are you emphasizing this? And like Robbie said, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I honestly stopped saying that because, like, I don't like saying it. I don't enjoy them playing stupid games, winning stupid prizes. I think the last time I was using that was like forcing Devin Williams out there. Like, what do you expect? So, 888-808-1019. The Yankees lose in 11 innings to the Angels, and there are a few different things that could have went differently, from guys laying down bunts, guys not bunting, the Dominguez out. You know, Loaisiga I have no problem with. Loaisiga coming back out. I think he threw 12 pitches, and he looked good. I think there was a conversation last week about his usage and him being a one-inning guy, not a two-inning guy. But, like, he looked good. It was 12 pitches. You bring him back out and you hope that, you know, he doesn't give anything up. He ends up giving up the one run to lose it. But I'm not mad at that. I have no faith in Ian Hamilton. So it is what it is. Loaisiga takes the loss. Neil is in Irvington, New Jersey on the fan next. Tell us something, Neil.
WFAN. I listen to you faithfully. Now, the Yankees, I'm a Yankee diehard Yankee fan, and I'm sick of people saying, bring back Tibbs and get rid of Boone. They don't need Aaron Boone. They got LeMahieu at second base. For what? For what? He ain't going to get another hit the rest of this year. He's sorry. Hey, Keith, hey, I ain't going to hold you up. I just don't understand. And then they say the weather. The Angels is from California. The weather should have scared them away instead of the Yankees. Huh? Yankees are pitiful. Detroit, let me tell you something. Tampa Bay and Toronto is going to, Yankees going to come in third, and they better hope they be a wild card team. And they don't shut that rascal up, Keith.
Neil, no. No, Neil, thanks for the call, but no, no, no. Oh, I can't go that far on June 17th. I can't compare Tom Thibodeau to Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone was just in the World Series. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I hope he gets back, and I hope he wins it this year. And there is no other way to go. There is no other way to go. He's got an extension, and I think it was Jonathan in Los Angeles who says, you guys need to realize, okay, if they get rid of Boone, they're going to hire another manager similar to Boone who does their bidding, works in lockstep with them, and... who's not going to, you know, throw anybody under the bus in the media. It is what it is. I'm fine with it. I don't think we ever talk about the benefits of it. I don't think we ever talk about, like, hey, like, this is a player's manager and the players play for him. It's just, like I said, right now when they're losing and there's so many different things that go into them losing, you blame the manager. You put it on the manager because he's overseeing the group. But then you also talked about DJ. I mean, I kind of pumped my brakes on DJ because he did have some life, but this is the version of DJ LeMahieu you're going to get. And that's why I said, like, oh, this is prime DJ LeMahieu. Take the bunt off, right? DJ might be able to find it in there and come through. Nah, Brody. This is just where we're at. He makes $15 million a year. He's been with the team 7 years. He's going to play. He's going to play. If he's healthy, he's going to play. And Jazz is going to play third. And, you know, you talk about the weather. It was a little misty out there, but, like, there's no excuse for that. Yeah, and the Anaheim Angels obviously coming there. Whatever. It was playable weather. It was playable conditions. The Yankees had multiple opportunities to score a run or two in this game, especially at the end of the game. And it's just frustrating to watch them go scoreless for this many innings. It's frustrating to go, I don't know, what are the stats that I had, right? The Yankees offense from the Yes Network, the last five games, they've scored five runs. Their batting average is 171. They've got one home run, that Judge home run. After Crochet was owning him. How many strikeouts did Crochet have of Judge until he finally came through? They're slugging 226. They're hitting 119 with runners in scoring position. They're shut out for back-to-back games for the first time since the pitiful August of 2023. They're in a bad one right now. They've got to shake out of it. I repeat, they're in a bad one right now. They've got to shake out of it. I don't think they're a bad team. I don't think Boone is a bad manager. I just think he's going to shoulder a lot of the blame because there are consistent things that we're seeing as fans, that analysts are seeing, that other teams are seeing, that keep popping up. And it's like, hey, fix that. But, like, I don't know. It's the big leagues. I also go back to that, too. They're not in high school. They're not in Little League. Like these guys got to know. These guys are multimillionaires. Like, they've been playing the game. They got to know. Even the young guys. Ben Rice, where the hell are you going, bro? Dominguez, how you not know the count, my boy? Are you kidding? You gotta know the count. I can only laugh. I guess at this point, I can only laugh. And he owned up to it. He didn't know the count. But I'm like, damn, bro. Like, we're campaigning for you to play more, not when you're doing that. And he ran into an out at third base tonight. Going back to Friday, Volpe trying to steal third base. And, I mean, these umpires are trash. That's consistent, whether it's behind the plate, whether it's not seeing what's in front of them, not making the right calls, then reviewing calls and not being able to overturn, not having enough evidence. It's a mess. So you can't let it come down to that, right? I saw a play in the Tampa Bay game tonight with the Orioles down there in Tampa. It was egregious. I think it was Brandon Lowe, or maybe it was Lau. The other one, not Lowe, the second baseman, the taller dude on their team. He pronounces his last name Lau. He was going to first base. He was safe by a footstep. He had another step before that ball probably hit the glove. And the first base umpire called him out, and they didn't have any more challenges, and you just got to live with that. And that's when everybody goes back to, what's the point of having a challenge system if they don't get it right? What's the point of, like, can't somebody from New York helicopter in and get that correct? Like, you got to get it right. You got to get it right. But ball don't lie, right? Ball don't lie. They didn't let it stop them. They didn't let it, you know, end the game or anything. Like, the Rays beat the Orioles 7-1, and they're on our heels because they have won four in a row, and the Yankees have lost four in a row. So, yeah, the AL East is over. The Yankees are going to win the division easily. The American League sucks and all that. Well, baseball is going to baseball. So just be careful for, you know, what you start proclaiming and thinking and saying out here before anything is a done deal. They've got to shake out of this with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. They better come ready to swing, to hit, to string together hits, small ball, hit the ball out of ballpark, dead ball, I don't care, whatever. They need to win in a bad way, and they need to score like 10 runs. Should just shake out of it. The Red Sox series, I chalk that up to, it's just wacky whenever you're in Fenway. The baseball gods, the ghosts, the rivalry, whatever it is, and they get up for Yankees. They get up for the Yankees more than the Yankees get up for them, it seems. Like, it means something for Alex Cora and those guys to beat the Yankees. However they beat the Yankees, whether it's pitching, whether it's small ball, whatever. And no excuse tonight. Clark Schmidt gives you an outing like that. You have to win that game. You get into extras where you're the home team. You have to get that game. But, like, they don't have any strategy when it seems like it's – they're making it up. It's improv. They're making it up as they go in extras. All right, what are we going to do now? Bunt on. Okay, bunt off. Okay, yo, you swing away. Like, we got to get the run in. Let's go to Lakewood, New Jersey. Molly, you're on the fan. Before we go to the break, you got it.
Thanks for taking my call. I love the show. I just got to say, I'm going to finals, and those Yanks had the audacity to make me stay up the night before my big chemistry test for 3 hours instead of studying, and they let me down in the 11th inning. I felt like I played a stupid game and I won a stupid prize.
And now you're up listening to me talk about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be heading out hopefully to a game this Wednesday for Bucket Hat Night. Very excited, but I'm really scared. I need some comforting words because this is really feeling like last year. They don't need to hit it out of the park. I'm just so eager. I just want basic baseball.
Yeah, just simple stuff. If we get a runner on second base with no outs, get that runner in, please. It's simple. Here's what
and
I can tell
home.
You. It doesn't matter. They find a way to screw it up. They're
in
a battle. So that Wednesday night game, you get the free bucket hat. That's worth the trip itself. The weather is going to start. The weather's going to start to turn where Wednesday night, we'll see if it rains, but it's supposed to be up to 79. Yeah, you have to get a poncho too.
Where's that ugly thing?
It's a 4-game set, so you would hope that we can beat Kyle Hendricks.
Salvage.
And then maybe rip off Wednesday and Thursday. I don't know. They got to shake out of it, and I think they will. Now that they're back home, they're in their own apartments and with their significant others and their kids and their dogs and stuff. Tonight was rough, but, you know, Stanton is back, and let's hope that they can get rolling.
McGee, it's nice to have him back. And just about DJ, I'll never trust him. I will remember, though, my first game. He had a great performance. It was against the Nationals. I just remember saying, wow, this guy has power. But it's pretty sad to see him, you know, like, decline like that. But this year, like, I feel like with the right positioning, I felt like this was a good lineup put out today with Goldie on the bench. So you have a real bench, though, but it was played just abysmally.
Yeah, the bottom of the lineup, they did nothing. Like, the bottom of the lineup was terrible. And then they took Judge out of the game, Ron Washington. It's like, a scoreless game? I'm not going to let Judge win this game. A one-run game? I'm not letting Judge. Like, take Judge out of the game, and then nobody else comes through.
All right. Thank you.
Get some rest. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's baseball stuff, but like the longer it goes, it's not just baseball stuff. The longer it goes, the more people get frustrated, agitated, start pointing at certain players and the manager and certain things, and then they go back in time and they say, well, this happened in this game and this happened in that game, and you know, we can point to this. And yeah, just they got to shake out of it. They got to win. One win change. I thought that would have been tonight. Honestly, I thought I'd duck the weekend. I wasn't on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I'm like, good, because these guys grind my gears. The Boston Red Sox with those stupid-ass City Connect uniforms, they wore the green ones. They wore the yellow ones. And they embarrassed you in those stupid jerseys. They are the opposite of the Yankees, literally. Like, oh, you guys are too cool to change your uniforms? Like, we will have the most far from our color uniforms and playing them and have blue, baby blue and yellow uniforms, green monster uniforms, and beat you in them. We'll have Hunter Dobbins, who lied about your organization, you know, shove. We'll have guys like Trevor Story, who you passed on, get after you. Oh, and don't forget about Carlos Narvaez. We'll make it seem like Carlos Narvaez played more for the Yankees than the Rail Riders, and we will write his revenge story on your behalf. 888-808-1019. It's hard to shake that weekend series with the Red Sox. It's hard to shake that off. And then, like, you know, for the Yankee fans parading and celebrating, like, oh, they traded Devers. We don't have to face Devers anymore. Like, okay, but you still got to deal with them, and they just swept you. At least we don't have to see the Red Sox until August. I had a thought, right? Last year, didn't the young Detroit Tigers bring up their young guys and beat the Yankees in a series, and then they got hot and went on a run? Let's hope that's not the Red Sox, because Detroit, and granted, that was August. Detroit beat the Yankees. Remember the Little League Classic, and Dominguez got called up and Scooble shoved. After that, they started beating everybody, so much so that they got into the wild card spot, so much so that they knocked off the Astros. Like, please do not spark the Boston Red Sox that way off of the last two weekend series that we had. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2. Call me up. We're still talking Yanks. Taking your calls on the Mets. Come on, Mets fans. Talk about that Friday game with Carlos Mendoza. Whatever you want to complain about. And then as we get into the 1 o'clock hour, I'll sprinkle some other stuff in, whether it's Devers, You know, going more in depth with the Devers trade and the Giants. I really want to talk about the Giants' perspective, the dead balls, and then maybe we'll do a little bit of the NBA. And there are some things developing with the Knicks as well in their head coaching search. So more to do. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Okay. 888-808-1019. Hit the line if you want to talk to me one time. Keith McPherson back on the Fan. Did you miss me? I know someone's back there like,
no. No, actually, I enjoyed the weekend without you.
Well, I'm back to talk about the Yankees, of course. And the Mets, but I understand. The Mets were off. So we really don't have much to go off of. And now if you go back, you got to go back 2, 3, 4, whatever days. And I really don't think it's that much of a big deal for the Mets losing either. I think, like I said, it's more of a big deal that the Yankees lost to their division rival, their actual rival, back-to-back weekends with some of the things that were said and how the games were played, right? It's not that you lose. You're going to lose games. It's how you lose them, getting shut out, running into outs that kill rallies, running into outs that are just like that. Like, and, you know, I gave Boone some credit. Well, not credit, but I gave Boone, I think it was Sunday. Boone gave Ben Rice the stare like, what the hell are you doing? I give Boone some credit that I'm sure behind the scenes he's talking to these guys, right? And then Ben Rice did come out of that game. But it's like, man, again, and I just, you know, shout out to my boy Gabe who just clipped up the video. I like Aaron Boone. I have worked with Aaron Boone. I've met Aaron Boone. He's a good guy. I've been on this radio talking about how he doesn't get enough respect for, like, his life. Like, he is an American sports and baseball icon, his whole family. But, yo, these modern Yankees that get tagged as you know, not being dialed in, making mistakes, swinging at the first pitch, running into outs, you know, not having a sense of urgency in the field, like that falls under the manager. It is what it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we like them or not. Like, it is what. And when there are multiple guys at the same time making boneheaded mistakes, when it's a theme that is carried over from last year, you look at the guy that's leading the way. What kind of conversations are being had or not being had? Like, and it is what it is. This era of the Yankees, right? It's not Gary Sanchez anymore. It's not Gleyber Torres anymore, right? We're always looking for a whipping boy. We can't be mad at Aaron Hicks anymore or Josh Donaldson anymore. Like, it's just, it's pretty consistent. You can call a spade a spade. Doesn't mean you hate the team, hate the manager. It just means, like, your observations from watching this brand of Yankees baseball over these 8 years, there is a common denominator. There is a consistent theme with some of this stuff. And it could happen to anybody. But, yeah, that's my piece on it. It's got to change. And I felt like it started to change this year. I really did. I felt like they were running the bases better. I felt like the defense was tighter, cleaner. I felt like they were, you know. But I guess that was only for the first 60 games of the season or so. They got to shake out of it. They got to come to the ballpark ready today, right? You know, sleep in your own bed. Get up, wake up in your own house. Go through your routine. Come to the ballpark ready to play and shake that off. And jump all over the starting pitcher, Kyle Hendricks, for the Anaheim Angels and make it not a game. And support Will Warren, and hopefully Will Warren is ready to go. And let's even up this series and put this little four-game losing streak behind us, being shut out for 30-plus innings. And, yeah, just a sense of urgency is needed. It is so needed. Like, I need that look about these guys tomorrow. That it isn't just the Angels. We aren't just going through the motions. We aren't just, you know, swinging at the first pitch, not having at-bats. We're locked in on every single play. We're communicating on every single. Like, it's time to see that. It's time to see that. Chris is in Poughkeepsie on the Fan. Go for it, Chris.
Hey, I love the show. You're my person ride home with every night from 11 to 12, 12:30, an hour commute.
Thanks. And, glad to be back. Glad to be here for you.
And I'm sick of the cuteness, you know, I'm the smartest guy. Boone, like you said, good manager, but he comes from a family. He's grandfather, his father, his brother. I feel like he should have a little bit better feel for the game. You know, Judge is ripping the cover off the ball, hits what, home runs in 4 out of 5 games. And then he makes the joke, hey, if I hit home run again, will you let me play? No, they sit him down. Hey, tell me what you think, but I think a lot of it has to do with stuff like that. Now you sit the guy down for a day, he cools off.
Yeah.
He's been cold since.
I talked about it with Jazz last week. I'm like, Jazz comes back. Yeah. He's the best player in the Guardians series. They want to give him a rest. They cooled him off. He's hitting home runs. He's playing well. He's running the bases well. He's still in. I'm like, we got to cool him off for scheduled rest. You're 100% right with that with Judge, too. It's like, Judge, I know we got to find a spot for the big guy in a stretch of 16 games, but it's like, man.
You hate him.
Yeah, give him the half day. You end up, he got one at bat. He got that one at bat, but yeah. Then he goes into Boston. He's swinging out of his shoes.
Right. And that happens too much, a lot of cuteness. And like in interviews after games, even like last season, the one game. Well, our plan was to leave this pitcher in to this batter. Well, you got to have a feel. The guy loses the strike zone, walks two guys in a row. They start cracking the ball. You don't make any changes. Like the one game I was at last year, we sat in the rain, watched the whole game. Offense kept trying to battle back, but they never moved the left fielder over to the line. The whole game, they're cracking the ball down the left field line. Double, double, double. And then the combination of walks. They almost come back to tie it, and then they wind up losing like 9-6 or 9-7. It was a terrible game in the rain. But he gets cute. He's the smartest guy in the room, and you should have a feel for the game. And besides, Judge is your captain. I'm pretty sure Judge would say, hey, you know, okay, I respect what you have to say, but let me play. And he's been shouldering the team all season. Same thing like now. You put up some little league lineups sometimes by pulling your best players, and you all pull them at the same time. Then the team kind of goes into a bit of a slump. It's just hard to stomach, hard to watch sometimes, and that's it.
Yeah, it gets frustrating. I'm with you, Chris. I mean, we're in a spot right now where no one is beyond reproach. Everybody is being examined, every player. But again, it starts at the top. It goes back to the manager. I like Aaron Boone. I repeat, I think he is the right manager for these guys, these young guys, because in modern day time, you can't throw guys under the bus. But man, it does get crazy to see these post games. You know, Friday, hey, they asked Aaron Boone about Volpe's decision to steal third in the 10th, and he immediately comes out. Oh, hell yeah, I like it. You don't like that? You don't think that was? And it's like making that out there in that situation with the, I guess you like the thought. And then after review, it is what it is. You wish that you didn't make that out. You wish that that didn't happen. And then even tonight, at the end of the game, the post game, Aaron Boone was asked if he would have preferred Volpe to take a pitch in the 11th inning, and he came out and said, not necessarily. The first pitch is the best one to hit sometimes. Nah, bro. Like it's bases loaded. And like I said, I vividly remember the Volpe at bat in the Subway Series against David Peterson, where it's like he's walking guys in front of you. He throws a low breaking ball in the zone, barely in the zone. You swing at that and make that out. It's like we have to have a more competitive at bat with the game on the line, making the last out with the bases loaded. We got to learn from that. So it's, I don't know. I find it hard to take up for that, but it's a blanket response. Like, and I get it. That is part of Boone's job. That is actually a primary function of Aaron Boone's job. Do not kill these players. Do not throw these players under the bus. Defend them against the media. Say whatever you got to say behind closed doors, but you know, you're never gonna get that. And like I said, I don't know how much good that would do anyway. But they need a kick in the ass, no? Let's go to Tony in the Bronx next on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, man. Good. Hey, I haven't talked to you, man, since the first week that you came on the air, man. Like, nice.
Weird. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Much has changed.
Long time.
I can't remember. Man. It was November 20-something of 2021.
That's a long time, bro. That's a long time. Hey, I got to tell you, man, diehard Yankee fan, man. I love that you're a Yankee fan too, man. But I got to say this, though. Yo, these Yanks, I mean, it's like they go through these cold spells that just are so annoying. I mean, it gives me high blood pressure, bro. I'm telling you, man, HBP. And my wife is like checking my high blood pressure. She's a nurse, and she's like checking my high blood pressure, man. And that goes up like crazy. It is so crazy how the Yanks can get swept by the Yanks, and then in 103 years, they can just score four runs, and then get swept by the Sox. Me, what is that?
Yeah, it was historic. There was something like that. Something like that never happened in the. I think that was like the lowest. I got to look up the stat, but like history was made this past weekend getting swept like that.
Please, let me vent because I love you, man. You're a Yankee fan to the heart. I know you went as a kid and you kept going to the Yankee Stadium and all that. Before your baby and all that. I know it all because I listen to you. But, bro, I'm telling you right now, man, these Yanks, it's like we go into extra innings, you know, and we can't get a hit. We can't get a hit. I mean, what is this? I know it's a cold spell, but we got to get out of this, man.
Yeah, they do, Tony. And I know you listen, but no, I actually didn't grow up going to the stadium. I didn't think it was possible. That was the whole thing. That's why I'm such a fiend for the stadium now. No one took me to the stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in the shore. I'm from Jersey, down by the beach, boy. No one was bringing me to the Bronx. I wish I'd made that happen. So, like, that's why I'm at 40, 50 games a year now. I wish I went as a kid. That's why I tell these kids that, listen, like, thank your pops, thank your mom, thank your parents for, like, bringing you into the Yankee universe and putting you in that culture young. Like, you being able to experience that as a kid, it was just a TV show for a lot of us. I think when it was just a TV show for me, I was able to be a lot more disconnected. There were definitely some seasons. I was talking to one of my homies recently about how, like, when you play sports young, you can't watch sports as much. And there were definitely some years that I wasn't as connected with the Yankees because I was grinding. I was in the gym. I was on the field. I was at practice. I was at games. I might not catch the live game. But now I feel like and now I'm in a weird place. Right now, I'm a father. I have a kid. I got to be able to disconnect Father's Day weekend and try and enjoy the weekend, and I can't. Like, my mood is physically changed. Like, I fell asleep Friday to wake up to see Judge tied it and then see how they lost it. I was like, man, F this game. Then the next day with Hunter Dobbins, I'm like, I know we're going to get Hunter Dobbins right. Like, I know this is the second time around with Hunter Dobbins. We got something for his ass. Yeah, no. And then, like, little things piss me off. I know I wrote in my notes Saturday, like, Christian Campbell, he's been pretty trash for the Red Sox. He kind of, like, twisted his foot and leaned into a hit by a pitch. And, of course, I just knew. I'm like, and, like, Rodon, we always talk about Rodon overcoming things and not unraveling. And, like, Rodon kind of had something to say to the ump about, like, hey, he leaned into that. I'm like, this guy's going to score. And he ended up going first to home and scoring. It's just like this weekend, they couldn't stop the bleeding. They couldn't score. Things were not going their way. Trevor Story was balling on us. The Red Sox were balling. Judge just striking out. He had more than nine strikeouts, I think. I think I have a stat. 9 strikeouts. He was 1 for 12. 9 strikeouts. Dropped his average from 392 to 37. I guess he was due. And I always think about Judge, too. You think Judge don't care about the rivalry? Remember Judge walking out of Fenway with the speaker, with the little boombox playing New York, New York, Frank Sinatra in 2018 in that wild card series? Like, we were about to do anything with them. And I don't think the Yankees won a game after that win. Like, you think that there's no rivalry. You think that those things are forgotten about. They're not forgotten about. There's something cosmic with the baseball gods and this rivalry with the Mets and the Yankees, or Mets and the Yankees, or Mets and the Yankees a little bit, but with the Red Sox and the Yankees, like, you know. That's another conversation that was being had on WFAN. Oh, aren't the Mets more of your rivals now? No. It's the Red Sox. And Alex Cora always seems to find a way, huh? Seems like he always finds a way to outmanage Aaron Boone, to get the best of Aaron Boone, to embarrass the New York Yankees, to show that they're not prepared, they're not buttoned up, there are cracks in their armor. You're riding high until you run into the Boston Red Sox back-to-back weekends. Out in Cali, before we get to the next break, thanks for holding, Mark. You're on.
Well, what's going on? So, yeah, you're talking about Boone, but you want to know what I'm just getting tired of hearing? We've had really good at-bats. We battled tonight.
There's been some trash at-bats. Like, some good at-bats, but, like, there's been some whack ones, too.
I'm getting sick of hearing that. But not only that, I got a little stat for you real quick, because this is crazy. So they're 1-5 in extra inning games. We know that. But going back to 2020, they're 12-26. But let's actually delve a little deeper, because, you know, I love analytics, right? 12-14 in one-run games. 3-6 in two-run games. That's 15-20 for your New York Yankee manager, decided by two runs or less. And Boone's 27-9. When he doesn't have to do anything, right? Like, this dude, and no disrespect to Tibbs, bro. Listen, we saw it for a while, but he needs to get the Tibbs treatment. And I'll tell you why. Do you remember Domingo Germán? Remember right before the All-Star break, he pulls him and says, oh, man, the guy needs a break.
This is a Cubs series, right?
What are you talking about? Like, he was cruising, and he pulls him. Remember when he put in Lance Lynn? Remember that move?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, the thing is he's so, like, if you take a look at Girardi would pull a guy immediately if he had any, like, he pitched one inning, boom, you're done. But Boone leaves his guys in there so long. And the problem is like, I don't know if it delves down to Cashman, but I've never seen a manager manage a professional sports team and not hold his guys accountable at all.
Yeah, like, and then it. Even when he pulled Glaber for not hustling last year, and it was awkward though. Because like, it was one, it was late. Two, it was more so that he was admiring the home run, thought yes. He got it and wasn't hustling, and it just was like, all right, I guess. And I remember the Domingo was cruising. I think he was at 88 pitches against the Cubs, and then they went on to lose that series to the Cubs before the All-Star break, 2023.
Glaber hadn't been hustling for years, and he just now came out after a couple gaffes and said, well, hey, listen, you know, you need to do this. Stanton, 2-for-4 today. Like, I've never seen... The dude's been on the IL, hasn't played all year.
Yeah, but his bat is there. His timing is there. Let's hope he doesn't have those slumps that he has when he first comes back and can't find the strike zone, can't catch up to the ball.
Right. So why pinch run? Why take him out the game for Dominguez for? Like,
we
what?
Knew that was coming, but what we did not know was that he would be going and Volpe would hit the ball right to Renjifo, and I don't know. It is what it is. We got a break. Thanks for the call, Mark. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.